Okay, so let's unpack this. We're not looking at another policy paper today, another generic trust and safety document.
No, not at all. This is different.
We have a stack of research on something called ternary moral logic, or TML, and specifically, it's Merkle architecture.
And the promise here is, well, it's huge. It's about moving AI governance from, trust me, we'll audit it later, to real-time architectural enforcement.
From policy to, I think you said, physics.
Exactly. The whole point of this deep dive is to see how we can take these abstract ethical ideas, human rights, environmental rules, whatever, and forge them into a mathematical backbone.
The headline really is no log equals no action.
That's it. It's the gatekeeper concept.
Right. In a standard AI, the model does something, and then, maybe it writes to a log file somewhere as an afterthought.
If you're lucky, here the action is cryptographically tied to the log existing first. It has to be there.
And it's using a Merkle tree structure, which most of you listening will know from crypto, sort of verifying data integrity. But here it's more of an interlock.
An atomic coupling, that's the term they use. Before an AI can execute a trade or make a diagnosis, it must generate a moral trace log.
And if that log isn't hashed into the tree,
The action literally cannot execute. The command fails. But the real innovation isn't just that it logs, it's what it can log.
this is where the sacred zero comes in. I thought this was fascinating.
It is. Standard logic is binary, right? One for yes or permissible, negative one for no or impermissible.
TML introduces a third state, zero. The papers call it the sacred zero or epistemic hold.
It's the mathematical representation of hesitation, of uncertainty.
And you have to think about the liability implications of that. The research uses this great financial agent example.
Yeah, walk us through that one.
Okay, so an AI wants to make a high-frequency trade, but the market volatility suddenly spikes past a certain ethical uncertainty score.
So instead of just stopping, it actively logs a sacred zero into the tree.
Exactly. So fast forward 6 months. The market has crashed, and regulators are doing a forensic reconstruction. The institution doesn't have to say, oops, the AI glitched.
No, they can point to an immutable Merkle proof. A cryptographic receipt that says the AI entered a state of epistemic hold. It knew there was danger and chose inaction.
It proves intent, or at least it proves hesitation.
And that's why the whole architecture is different. Merkle trees are normally binary, two branches.
Right.
TML uses what they call ternary geometry. It has a branching factor of three.
So the structure of the tree literally mirrors the logic. A branch for permissible, a branch for impermissible, and one for the sacred zero.
It's structural alignment, which brings us to the next big idea, the constitution of code.
Ah, yes. How do you stop someone from just changing the rules halfway through the game to get the result they want?
This is what solves the time machine problem. If you're auditing a decision from 5 years ago, how do you prove what rules the AI was actually following at that moment?
In TML, every single leaf in the Merkle tree has to include an active axiom set hash.
So it's a fingerprint of the entire rule book stamped into the decision itself at that millisecond.
Meaning developers can't come back later and say, oh, that human rights parameter wasn't active then. The hash proves it was.
It locks the AI into a specific version of its own ethical reality, and they keep it manageable with a hierarchical integrity model.
Separate subtrees.
Right, exactly. So your Earth protection subtree might need to keep data forever, but a human rights subtree dealing with personal data could use ephemeral encryption for privacy.
Which, of course, brings up the big security question. This is all great internally, but what stops a rogue admin from just wiping the whole server?
And that's the hybrid shield. This is the anchor to the outside world. The system takes the master root, the single hash representing the entire state of the tree.
And it anchors it to public blockchains. They mentioned Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Polygon.
And the speed is crucial here. The spec sheet says this has to happen within a 500 millisecond window. It creates what's called a forward hash chain. If you try to delete yesterday's logs, you will break the chain that's already been made public on Ethereum.
Making the history tamper evident to the entire world. You can't just secretly edit the AI's conscience.
You can't. It's building a forensic, immutable history. But they do have a way to balance this with privacy, which is crypto shredding.
This is the release valve.
Right. When a data retention period is over, the system just destroys the decryption keys. The raw data becomes gibberish, but the hash of that data remains in the tree forever.
So you get permanent proof of an event, even after the sensitive details have been permanently deleted. It's a clever solution.
It really is.
But this leaves us with, I think, a really provocative final thought. If the sacred zero permanently records an AI's hesitation, are we building a system that doesn't just act, but has to legally prove why it struggled to act? And what happens when the rules the active axiom set start changing faster than the AI could adapt?
We might just be creating the world's most accurate and immutable paper trail of our own moral confusion.
Something for you all to think about. That's our time for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.